All right, Monday morning, I always see somebody driving another police car, and it always gives me some material to bring to you guys live, some value. And I'm not going to say where I'm at. You couldn't tell by looking at my windows. You could see I have a car seat and some paperwork in my visor, because that never ends, even off duty. That is still helping me do stuff over this one, but make it a little more. I'll bring that stuff to the office. But here's the point I'm going to make for you today. I kind of test out cops when I see them on the road, just to see if they're paying attention to what I'm doing. What I'm noticing is most aren't. And if you're in this group, obviously you're in this group because you're trying to be different. You're trying to separate yourself from everybody else. You're trying to learn this craft, how to get better at it. You care. All right, I just got to make sure I'm in the right place. Yeah, so good. As a car is approaching me, I see a cop at a light. As he's approaching me, what I do is I give him a slight look. I'm almost playing the role of what I would be acting like or behaving like if I was engaged in some kind of criminal activity before, during, or after the commission of a crime. This cop literally didn't even look my way in my car. He didn't give a rat's ass. He is not the type of guy who is on patrol and has interest in picking up on those subtle differences that you'll notice in people when you start paying attention to it. And that's okay. I don't know what his backstory is. Look, you can work at an agency that is not behind proactive work. Could be having a bad day. If you don't have those things in your life, you're trying to do that. This is what this is about. The point, I'm not picking on this fella. The point I'm making is this. As he drove past me, I gave him a quick look over, just a quick look. When you're driving around in your patrol car, you got to stop existing in a patrol car and start envisioning yourself as somebody who's going to try to identify criminal activity. That's the name of the game. So how do you do that? It's not because the cars are dropped with rims and the wheels tilt in like that. That's not criminal activity. Newsflash, folks. Like running radar with your ass to traffic and blindly trying to catch somebody. That's not how you find criminals. If this guy passed me, if he was paying attention, he would have noticed that I was looking at him. That's something so simple that if you begin to look into cars as they're passing you, as I'm looking, I can't stop doing it. I'll be doing this for the rest of my life. And once you can start doing this, you'll start understanding the things that you're supposed to be looking for. You need to be car passing me. I'm looking at him. What's he doing? Especially if you're in a marked patrol car, because what's going to happen, even if you're passing people while you're, you know, at work en route to a call or just patrolling, whatever it may be, if you're not sitting stationary, you're going to be able to notice things. You know, people I've turned around on, pulled over, and like I've gotten into foot pursuits or car chases just on a look, a glance when they came past me. Just a glance over, like they wanted to know what I was up to. Or if I drove past, listen, I'd never turn myself off from making a stop. And you may say, well, if you only see them making a glance, what's the reason for your stop? Well, dude and girls, learn your motor vehicle laws. It's called a pretextual stop. It's legal. It's illegal across the country. If it wasn't legal, nobody would be able to do motor vehicle stops and have effective arrests. You just wouldn't. There would be nothing. If you had to be fair across the board and run radar, interdiction officers who are tasked with the duties of finding drugs and making arrests and finding credit card fraud, stolen cars. I can't tell you how many times I've had a stolen car come past me and I didn't know a car was stolen. I'm not sitting here running plates the whole time. It was just a glance over it could be something very subtle. Or it could be something very dramatic, but you got to be paying attention. I'm looking at cars as I'm driving. As they approach me, who's in front of me? Who's behind me? What are they doing? Are they suddenly turning off the roadway? I see this car coming. People don't care. They're like, I haven't seen anybody yet that, and again, I'm not in a marked patrol car. I have a kid seat in the back. I'm driving a black freaking car. But I'm just looking around constantly at who's in cars and what they're doing. It's a constant scan. And you have to get your head in the game. If you're trying to win this game, you got to get your head in the game. If this is, oh, wow, we work a rural area. We work this. I don't have highways. It's okay, man. It's here. Stop telling yourself that it's not there. I promise you, once you begin to find it, you'll never stop finding it. That's today's value. Hopefully I'll be back on a little bit later to give you a video. If not, my goal when I wake up in the morning is what can I do to give everybody in this group value, why you're here, why you're part of this group at Facebook, and help you achieve what you're trying to achieve. You're literally getting the cheat sheet to years and years and years of law enforcement experience and case law. And believe me, we collectively collaborate between the guys who have been at the top of their game, or the better guy, the, you know, the people who you are trying to be more like. And for the people who are already those guys, dude, I'm in Brad's class. He's an instructor for street cop training. I'm learning stuff. So be humble, have an open mindset to learn that there are possibilities. It was interesting. A guy wrote to me recently and said that he was speaking to his captain and told his captain that, she said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm watching motor vehicle traffic for behaviors and indicators. And she was so impressed. She had never thought of that. And I don't know the whole story behind it, but, you know, I'm thinking maybe how many years did somebody not even think about this? So if you have the ability to be on this Facebook group, and that's what you became a cop to do, and you have good administrative support. Like, look, if you can see the car, I wish you could see the car behind me. I'm looking in my rear view. I got a female driver, male passenger. I'm not on patrol. Let's just all be very clear about that. You know, it's an interesting, to me, this car behind me, it's a white Chevy, female driver, male passenger, and he looks a little off. So what's interesting to me is, like, I would be like focused on this car. Like, why is the guy in the front seat? It's very uncommon for a guy to be in the front passenger seat, not driving the car. You know, it's not the only thing that I would stop the car for, but I would certainly pique my interest. Because you have a few things, doesn't mean it's going to be a home run every single time. The name of the game is to go out and swing and try. And as you get better at this game, you'll know which cars are better cars. Don't discount. Even Brad, some of these guys at the top of their game, they're still, look, at the end of my career, I know a lot of people who are new to the group, I left on a medical injury. But at the end of my career, I was still getting beat. It happened. I rushed. I was rushing through traffic stops. I rushed through one. And after the guy left, I went, got me. He won. I fucking lost. How do you know? You train to know what it looks like. You train to know. You have to get out and be practical and try and practice. And that's the only way you're going to win. That's it. If you're trying to do this, if not, you can sit back and enjoy the informational videos here. We'll make sure we'll help you do a little bit better job when you have to do these things. But for people who are on this group, more than likely are trying to uncover these things and try to be more like the people that they want. They want big arrests and they want recognition, and that's okay. You're allowed to have that. Just know that little hatred will come with that territory. And everybody who has success in anything experiences that. So, guys, enjoy your day. I'll see you later.